everyone. Welcome to the Broadshead Brunch. I'm Ashley. Across from me is the lovely Maggie. And next to her is Terry.
What about like handsome Terry?
Handsome Terry. Handsome, charming Terry. Terry.
Handsome, refreshing. Charming.
What was the one that we made up for Ray-Ban? Classic.
Stylish.
Stylish.
Timeless.
Classic. Timeless.
Timeless. Ray-Ban.
Ray-Ban.
It's our like three-word advertising
campaign
that we're doing.
It's going to sweep the nation.
For everything. Beer. Bubbly. Delicious.
Refreshing.
Intoxicating.
Drunk.
Drunk. Beer.
Beer.
Bubbly, delicious, drunk. Yeah, I met this girl. Burp. She was bubbly, delicious, and drunk.
What describes me?
I think that describes all of us.
Bubbly, delicious, and drunk. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, guys. Oh, I've cut all over myself.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah,
we had like one or two week hiatus, mostly because last Monday we record on Mondays.
No, 2 weeks. Okay,
2 weeks. We're enjoying the beautiful, abnormally warm March weather in Illinois by day drinking. We started at about 2 o'clock and.
Well, the broads, you two broads started at 2 o'clock. I started about 8:30.
We all took like different shifts. I drank all the way till about 11.
I was there until about
8.
8. I went home and took a disco nap.
I remember just waking up on your couch at like 11 or 12 the next day and being hammered drunk still. Like hammered. Like stumbling around.
You were hammered. You were like belligerent too. That was the day that you decided that you're going to give the middle finger to a 2-year-old.
Oh.
That piece of shit totally deserved it.
Tell me that story. I didn't hear that part.
Well, we were sitting outside of the cafe that's across the street from my apartment.
Hating our lives,
because we felt like total shit.
Was this before you came to visit me at work?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And this child in a stroller is riding past, and he was mean mugging.
He was totally mean mugging.
He was mean mugging. He just like completely was like just staring at us and looking at us like we had shit in our face.
Yeah, for a brow.
For about 30 seconds.
I mean, all the way up and then past. And
yeah,
I flipped in the bird. That piece of shit deserved it. And then his cunty little sister was following behind him.
She was, and she was mean mugging too.
She was mean mugging even worse. I wanted a donkey punch her.
Just straight up bitchy ass kids.
I'm like, yeah, this will be you in, 15 years, except you'll be at a shittier college than this. So go fuck yourself, you little cunty bitch. That was basically my sentiment that day. I mean, I was in pretty rough shape.
And you were
chug-a-lugging
a
Pellegrino.
Giant Pellegrino. One meant for like a party of four.
It was a serving for four people.
A serving for four.
That's my hangover cure. When you laughed because you were like, oh shit. You like saw me with it. And you're like, I forgot that's what you drink when you're hungover. And I was just chugging it like, goo, 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 goo.
Yeah. And then you guys went out in the same clothes that night that you went out the night before in.
No, we did
that
not.
That did not happen.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it did.
Did not. Those
because we don't give a fuck.
Those pretty blue dresses.
We were wearing not only the same dresses that we wore the night before, but essentially matching dresses. Yeah. They're both Ashley's because, I'd gotten drunk the night before and crashed at her place downtown. And I was like, dude, I need new clothes. I cannot go out in the same clothes I wore yesterday because I worked in them too. And so she gave me a different dress to wear, and then I had to wear it out the next day too.
Had to.
Well, I had to, mostly because I couldn't go back to my apartment.
'Tis true.
Because I had no car.
I wonder why you didn't have a car.
Well, if you'll remember from a few episodes ago when we were discussing how Ashley and I had a run-in with the Chatham Police Department.
Law. These two girls had a run-in with the law.
With the law, man.
Tune in to see what happens.
It's like True TV, which plays at the liquor store that we always go to right before we record.
Oh, yeah.
To get booze and cigarettes. And they're always watching True TV. And there's always like four random men standing around the television, like just standing there in like a convenience store.
So weird.
Just watching True TV on this really nice flat screen. But anyway, my mom got wind of the fact that my license was suspended. and drove the hour and a half away from where she lives to Champaign. And we're day drinking. Okay, so it's like 9 o'clock. We're
wasted.
We're wasted.
Yeah.
And my bar actually has two locations, and we were at the brewery, and then there's another location. And one of the bartenders called our friend John from the bar and was like, will you tell Maggie, because my phone was dead, will you tell Maggie that her brother is sitting at the bar? And I was like, that's impossible. Like, that's not true. And then, like, I heard from, like, another bartender who's walking past, and he's like, hey, dude, your brother is, like, totally hanging out at the bar. And I was like, what the fuck? So I walk over there after I'd been canoodling with some men who work for Cirque du Soleil, some British men that work for Cirque du Soleil, for like an hour. I was just schmoozing
carnies.
With them.
They're
they
carnies.
They were total carnies.
But they were hot. Well, one of them was hot.
No.
Carnies are sometimes attractive, but they're
one carnies.
They're carnies.
No, he was okay, but his face was like smushed.
Hey, baby, want to go back to my trailer and pop on, put him back?
Yeah, except it was with a British accent.
They also had accents, so.
You know, I don't have a great track record for that. Oh, God. So.
But these were real accents.
I went to the bar and I saw my brother and he's like, dude, mom's here to take your car. I was like, what? And I was wasted, and I'll save you guys the whole like drama of me dealing with my mother with this. But yes, my mom's insane and she came to take my car.
Repo.
She totally repoed my car. And the best part was she was like, you can have it back when you get it all settled. And we'll talk about your drinking another time. Because it was like 9 o'clock and I was hammered. Which is so, like, I don't normally day drink. So I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I thought that night Maggie got really, really wasted. And the point I decided to walk her up to Ashley's apartment was when we were sitting at the big location of where you work. And you were trying to get out of the bar stool by rocking your way out of it.
You didn't tell me that.
And I was like, oh my God, she's going to face plant. So I was like, all right, I'll help you. And so then we walked the, 25 feet to Ashley's door, and she's just laying on the buzzer. And
yeah, well, like, wait, before that, she's got her ass planted in a giant, like, flower planter.
Yeah.
She turns to one of our friends and says, I would totally eat your vagina. I'm not. You think it's funny? You think I'm joking?
But I'm not
joking.
Well, no, Terry was pretty deadpan, wasn't it?
She comes out and she squats in between me and said person who Maggie and Ashley have a girl crush on.
Total girl crush.
Total girl crush.
And she's like, I would totally eat your vagina right now. And the girl was, she was flattered. She's like, oh, really? And Maggie goes, you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. So I was like, okay.
I probably wasn't at that point.
I was like, let's go upstairs. So I'm trying to get a hold of Ashley's roommate because I figured Ashley's probably still sleeping. I was like, maybe she has keys and she can unlock it. But Maggie's just laying on the buzzer. And then
I knew she was up
then
there.
Ashley finally answers. She goes, can I help you? Maggie goes, that's me. And then it like buzzes. And so I was like, sweet, the door is unlocked. And then I watch her go up like the first three or four stairs. I was like, oh, hell no, I got to go behind her because she will fall backwards.
Up the abortion staircase.
So I drop Maggie off and I'm like, hey, you coming out to Ashley? And she's like, yeah. And then, you know, I walk back downstairs and some of the people who worked at the pig, they're like, did she get in? I'm like, yeah, it's all good. And then I get a text message from Ashley like 8 minutes later, where are you at? And she joined us and we finished the rest of the night.
We did. What did we do?
Did
we go to the late night bar?
We went to the late night bar after.
Did you guys go to the gay bar?
No.
It was a Monday.
I think we just did the bar across the street from your apartment and then late night bar. I don't think we went anywhere else.
Oh, yeah. I was so upset. So upset because I couldn't sing. I was fucking livid.
You guys went to 80s night, I thought.
Oh, we went to 80s night.
Fuck, okay, forget about that. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I remember there was one point where we're all standing by the door. We're getting ready to go because, like, we need to go to late night bar and sign up for karaoke. And I heard that doo-doo-doo, like the beginning of I Want to Dance with Somebody. I was like, oh, hell no.
We all run back in.
Back onto the dance floor.
Wait, didn't you and I sprint there? Didn't we race?
We raced to High Dive and we raced to, oh, shit. And we raced to the late night bar.
I kicked your ass both times.
I let you win.
Shut up.
Bitch, this is a collegiate runner.
I ran for the first year, not 2 years in college.
I will challenge you.
it's on.
To a foot race?
To a foot race.
Especially barefoot, too.
Sure.
Not barefoot, you fucking hippie. Let's talk about your goddamn lesbian shoes.
They're not they're lesbian.
Yes, they are.
No, Terry doesn't dress like a gay man. He doesn't dress like a straight man. He dresses like a fucking dyke.
Well, no, that's exactly what it was. We were looking at Terry one day, and we're like, you look really hetero today. Like, you look like a straight guy. And then we thought about it, and we're like, no, you don't look like a straight guy. You look like a fucking dyke. You dress like a lesbian. You do.
I dress in high performance footwear, wicking shorts and tees and pants and
cotton is rotten.
Cotton is rotten.
And merino wool socks.
Woo-wee! Cotton is rotten.
No, it's let me describe shit. These like shoes that Terry wears. They're
I'm
like
sure,
the opposite of
sure
flip flops.
People will. I'm sure.
No,
people
those are
will.
Cute.
Understand or have seen these before.
I had never seen them
the
on anybody
called?
But Terry.
Teva.
The sandals she's talking about, though, are my Keens.
Yeah, Keens and Tevas are like basically the same. They're for hikers and lesbians. Yes, and lesbian hikers. They really love them. And Terry.
Terry.
Who wants to be a lesbian? No, they're like almost like flip flops, but instead of like your big toe being open, it's like covered.
And everything
like
else
a little,
is open. Rubber it's, thing.
It's like toe socks.
But just for the toe.
But just for
the
big toe.
And it's rubber.
And only
durable.
Like,
yes,
it's
I don't
durable.
Stub my toe.
Do you stub your toe that often? Do you have a protruding toe?
A hammer toe?
A hammer toe. Do they make those shoes for hammer-toed people? Can you have a toe size? I wear an 8.5, but the toe size
I run
is
a bit large.
I run
Keens
a bit large
are,
in the toe size.
Keens are naturally wider in the toe box.
Shut the fuck
so.
Up. Oh,
in the
yeah,
toe
in the
box.
Toe box.
Toe box.
In the toe box. Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit large in my toe box. That's like a foot fetish man's like biggest like delight to hear those words.
Toe box.
I run a bit large in the toe box.
Oh, you're large in the toe box?
You want it in the toe box?
I like it. I don't even hear my asshole.
whatever. Yeah. At least I am comfortable.
Sure.
I don't know if you ever watch What Not to Wear, but comfortable is not an excuse for looking like shit.
I don't ever.
He doesn't
look like shit.
No, you don't. You look fabulous every day because you get lesbian hand-me-down jeans.
I do get lesbian hand-me-down. In fact, this is one of two pairs of jeans.
Yeah, those are great.
That one of the only two pairs of jeans that I've probably bought in the last 6 years. The rest have all been lesbian hand-me-down jeans.
I like the lesbian hand-me-downs because it makes your package protrude.
It does make your package look quite defined.
Not that you need definition.
Not as defined as Maggie
don't
and
say
I's
it,
boyfriend's
don't say
package
it.
Last night. I wanted to put my mouth all over it.
I don't think he's attractive.
I almost went to bat for him yesterday.
Ugh. You what?
Almost went to bat for him.
Why? What happened? Tell me.
So Terry and I are completely in love with this man. And he's
bro-tastic. He's bro-tastic.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to know him.
Yeah.
He's got mystery to him. He's
he's
tall,
mysterious.
Dark, and handsome.
He drives a great car. He's like giant.
He's got a great ass and a big
ear.
Oh,
my God. Ugh. Anyway, so I'm sitting at the restaurant that he manages, and he like walks out. I'm sitting at the bar like eating.
Why were you there?
Eating a Cobb salad because I'm obsessed with their Cobb salad there. And these two guys are sitting at the bar, like maybe three bar stools down from me. And he goes to leave. And they say to the bartender, who's like this adorable little British girl, and who's also friends with him, they're like, oh, that guy's such a fucking douchebag, isn't he? And she was like, what? She's like, no, everybody loves Dylan. Like, what? And she was so, like, obviously uncomfortable.
I'd have pulled out my blade.
I'd have pulled out my blade.
Well, I was just sitting there, and I kind of did this look like, oh, no, you didn't. Like, I did.
Talk about my baby daddy.
I was like, what? And I was trying really hard to, like, restrain myself because I didn't want to make a scene. But, like, they kind of wouldn't let it go. And, like, they kept kind of pestering the bartender, which was bothering me, I think, even more. It's because they just put her in a bad position. Like,
right.
She's waiting on you. She's, like, trying to get tips from you. So you can't, like, argue with them. But at the same time, like, that's her friend and her boss.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like, how audacious of you to, like, come in here to the bar that this man manages and talk shit about him. So, like, I was, like, this close to saying something. And they got up and left. And so I said to the girl, I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, that was so awkward. She's like, those guys? I was like, yeah. She's like, I know. She's like, I almost feel bad that I didn't like stick up for him more. And I was like, no, dude, like, what are you supposed to do? They put you in a really bad position. I told her that I was like, if they would have said one more thing, I was about to jump in there and be like, listen, listen, you fucktards. Like, you have some brass balls coming in here. I was like, you want to talk about somebody being a douchebag? You know what's douchey?
Coming I never said he was a douchebag. I didn't say he was a douchebag.
No,
he was
they
growing.
Said they were douchebags.
Oh.
I'm saying what I would have said to them. Because
you know
that I was sitting there eating my Cobb salad furiously and stewing and just right. like
chewing
playing
on
out.
Hard boiled egg.
Playing out exactly how it would go in my mind. And
making
let's
sure
see if
you
I can remember
every
it.
Ingredient.
Right.
I was like, so this is, let's see if I can remember. It went like something like this.
Your avocado becomes guacamole.
Yeah. I was like smushing it like.
Can
like
I get some cilantro and red onion?
I was like, you want to talk about somebody being a douchebag? Let's talk about two grown men coming into a bar together in fucking sweatsuits and talking shit about somebody to one of their employees and putting them in a bad position just to make yourself feel better because you can't pull the kind of tail that he does. You're not nearly as successful as he is. Like, you don't have anything going for you in your life except for your Sunday fucking dodgeball games. So go fuck yourself. And that was like an edited version. I was like throwing out profanities in my mind, like about to jump up on the bar, like, fuck you.
Kick him in the mouth.
I exercised some restraint yesterday.
Good.
Good for you.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
I am proud of you, Magabande.
Although in New York, I didn't exercise that much restraint. Actually, our friend, who we're just going to call her by her name. Is that going to be cool?
Yeah. I think that's fine.
Okay. So when we were in New York, we need to finish our New York shit. We decided to break it up.
Save some mystery for y'all.
Yeah. We... Ashley, you want to start out and explain, like, this bar to people?
So, there's this bar that my friend works at, and...
Who happens to be the recipient of the pizza hot dog pickup line.
Yeah, the pizza victim. So the pizza victim works at this bar. It's a basement bar. It's barely marked. The walls are all stone. It feels like you're in like a World War II bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's a great bar. I love it. I love going there. But we went in there. I've been like hyping this up to the girls the entire time. And we would go into the city and like they'd be closed. So we figured out what night we could go there.
Was it the last night?
Yeah. And so we walk in there. It's great. And I, you know, let the bartender know that we were partying on behalf of Caveman, which is my cousin's band. I played one of their songs a few episodes ago. And the pizza victim is in that band. So full circle. So they were on tour. We decided that we were going to take some shots in their honor. And we weren't even really drunk.
No, not at all.
Like, at all. Like, we had, like, a couple glasses of wine at dinner.
We have levels.
Oh, yeah. No, we were totally...
You're fine.
leveled out. We drank some wine at dinner. We were feeling, like, just good.
Just feeling good.
But we absolutely were not drunk.
Intoxicated. So, we buy a drink. We drink it. And he's like, next one's on me. Great. So, we're chatting it up with the bartender. And, having a gay old time, joking around. The DJ goes from playing awesome music to just absolutely horrible music.
Horrible.
And so the our friend Lindsay goes up to him and says, like, hey, dude, like, what's going on? Like, she confronts him. She's like, this music you're playing is awful. Like, play the stuff you were playing before.
But she was being really sweet.
She was
like,
being sweet.
Flirty
yeah.
about it. And the guy, like, was like, what the fuck? But then he thought it was really funny, and he came over and bought Lindsay a drink.
And they were
and they
laughing
were
and talking.
Yeah,
and
it was totally fine.
We were joking around. Like, my favorite part is when Lindsay asked the bartender to fill her glass up a little more jokingly. Like, ah, come on. Like,
yeah.
And he just takes, like, the speed pour and just, like, pours it over her hands.
Just, like, pours, like, a quarter
just, like,
bottle of Jameson on
like,
her.
All over her hands.
And all over the bar. And we're all just dying. And there were, like, a couple other people that were working there that night that we had become, like, chummy with, and we were just kicking it and just like talking to him and just having a good time because like pretty much everybody else that was in there was kind of douchey because the music.
Yeah, we must have hit it on a bad
yeah
music
I don't
night.
Know
I don't know, it's usually completely different, but it gets like randomly. Lindsay just said something silly to the bartender. There were like three bartenders. She said something silly to the bartender and he just flipped his shit. Like he pulls out a flashlight and he's like flashing in her eyes. He's like, go be an asshole somewhere else, you cunt. And
he was like strobing it in her eye.
And we thought he was joking. It was so out of left field that we were just like, ha ha ha, ha yeah, go be an asshole, well, Lindsay.
Because like, you guys were talking to him and I was talking to this other guy who was sitting at the bar and he had like this leather jacket and like a white tee and he looked really like my flavor. And so I wasn't aware of what was going on until I started seeing this flashlight. And I like looked over and like Ashley and Lindsay, like for the first like few moments thought that he was joking.
I totally did.
I quickly realized he was not. And so I walked over and I grabbed Lindsay and I was like, dude, like we gotta go, like let's just leave, because he was yelling at her, wouldn't stop, just like get the fuck out.
And all the other like the bartenders and the doorman, like when he asked, he yelled across the bar and he was like, hey, get over here, like we're throwing this girl out. They were all so confused as to why she was getting thrown out, because they had been hanging out with us all night. They knew that I was Maddie Pickle's cousin.
You weren't even there that long, like maybe an hour, 45 minutes.
She got kicked out in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Probably like 45 minutes.
And we were just like joking around. It was so bizarre. So we go outside and like,
Lindsay was really upset.
She was upset because she was so confused. She's like, what? We go outside and we're like standing out there talking to like some, this is like a giant penis. I'm just stroking it. It's a lava lamp.
It's a lava lamp.
And he comes, we're just chatting with like this other bartender,
the
like,
doorman,
people that are on the clock. They just left him in there.
Yeah.
They were like, what the fuck? What's happening?
And well, and I brought the guy out with me that I was chatting.
Yeah.
Of course. Lindsay, we gotta go. Oh, you gotta go too.
You're coming with us.
And he comes out and he's like, you are still on the property. I said you need to leave. And she goes up to him. She's like, hey, my dude, like, it's like, I'm sorry if I offended you. Like, I was just joking around. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we won't come back in, but I just hope you know that, like, I'm sorry. Like, this is my good friend Ashley's, like, you know, our good friend bar. Like, we know people that go here. Like, I'm just joking around.
I would never, like, try to disrespect you. Like, yeah. I didn't mean it like that. She was just being super apologetic. He just wasn't having any of it. And the thing that got me was, like, he walked back inside and the doorman was like, dude, I am so sorry. He seemed like embarrassed almost.
Yeah, they all were. And then two people that were working, we decided, we're like, you know what? Let's go to another bar. So we start walking to another bar and I like jokingly turned to two of the bartenders and I was like, hey, you want to come with us? And they're like on the clock working and they just go, yeah, fuck it, let's go. And they just like walked with us to his bar.
They came and hung out with us.
They were just like so pissed at him for being such an asshole. That's they just awesome. Like wanted to hang out with us.
Yeah, so that's we brought great. Two people that were working, the doorman and one of the other bartenders. And then the guy, his name was Daniel. He's from LA. He had just flown in that night. And like his sister like lived in the neighborhood. And so we went down to have a beer because she was like going to bed or something. And I scooped him up. Well, actually, Lindsay scooped him up. She wingmanned for me hard. Because she told me that, like, he started talking about politics and shit, and she, like, glazed over. And then she was like, wait, dude, go talk to my friend Maggie. She's like, isn't she great? And he was like, yeah, she's so great. Like, she's really cute. Lindsay was like, yeah, I know, she's so beautiful, right? And he's like, yeah, she's really, really cute. So we just, like, I just basically kidnapped him and took him to the next bar with us, where you guys went from zero to fucking hammered out of nowhere.
Well, I took like quite a few shots at.
Yeah. I was arguing the two-party system with him and like why Rick Santorum scares the shit out of me.
I was just like hanging out with the bartenders at this other bar that like sort of know me, and they like by association with my cousin, and they were just buying me like mad shots. Like I probably took five shots at the bar.
Yeah. Well, that explains it, because at one point Ashley and Lindsay walk up to me and Ashley's got wicked drunk eyes. And she's like, we need to go home. We're going to go home. And I was kind of like, well, I mean, do you guys mind if I just like grab a cab and meet you later? They're like, no, it's fine. So I like felt, this was like my best New York moment. I felt so awesome. I hailed a cab for them. I put them in it and I like said to the cabbie, I was like, this is where they're going. Here's an extra $5 to get them there safe. Like go straight there. And I slammed the door and I like tapped the cab to tell him to go. It was awesome. I felt like a New Yorker. It was so cool. And So like me and this guy were just like hanging out, and then I reach in my purse, like grab my cell phone or like my cigarettes or something, and I grasp our keys. Because I, for some reason, was the key master this week. Like me, the most irresponsible person.
No,
of the group.
We decided that out of the group, you were the most responsible person when it comes to belongings. You saw how long it took me to get out of the fucking house today, because I'm like, oh shit, I forgot this. But yeah, wait, oh god, I'm so sorry. Hold on 1 second.
Well, although we didn't lose the keys once, so that's, I mean, at yeah, least, yeah, I guess you guys were thinking good. Right.
That's awesome.
So I grab the keys and I'm like, fuck. So I call them and I'm like, you guys, I have the keys. Like, do you need me to come home? And they're like, yeah, we're going to need you to come home.
We were just kicking it in the front door. So, posted up, having a great time chatting.
I said to this guy, I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry, but like, I have the keys to the place we're staying. Like, I can't leave my friends. Like, I have to go give them the keys. And he's like, okay. Like, very awkwardly, like, outside. And I'm like, well, do you want to come to Brooklyn with me? I'm like, I mean, I can't promise anything. Like, it's three chicks staying on a full-size bed in a closet. But he was like, yeah, whatever.
But if there's an alley, I'm all yours.
Well,
there's a stoop. Foreshadowing.
So we're like riding in the cab, and it's what would you say, like 15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're like in the cab, and I get this call.
No, it's like 13 to 15.
Okay. I get this call from Lindsay, and she says, I don't know where I am. I'm lost. Like, I don't, like, you have to come find me. I'm at a gas station. I don't know where I am.
Mind you, I'm just like, what?
I don't know. We'll get there. So here, we'll go to break, and we'll explain what happened with Lindsay being lost at a gas station in Brooklyn at like probably 3 o'clock in the morning, hammered drunk. We'll continue this after the break.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Broads at Brunch. I'm Maggie. Joining me here is Ms. Ashley and Senor Terry. Hola.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello. My name is Senor Terry. Well, we left you off with a little
teaser.
A little teaser about
cliffhanger.
Our trip to New York. We last saw the Broads in a taxi cab. No, I was in a taxi cab with a man. His name is Daniel. He's from LA. And I was trying to get on that. And I was hurrying from Manhattan back to Brooklyn to give the keys to Ashley and Lindsay. And I get a phone call from Lindsay, and she says, I'm in a parking lot. I don't know where I am. I'm in a gas station. And she's like freaking out. And I'm like, all right, calm down, go inside and ask the person that's working where you are. Or I think I first tried asking her what her cross streets were, and she gave me something that like did not sound right at all.
Two parallel streets.
Yeah. And I was like, shit. So she asked the guy, and she's not making any sense. So I'm like, give the phone to him. So I'm talking to this like gas station attendant. I'm like, what's your address? And he tells me. And so I tell the cab driver, I'm like, would you mind going to this address? And he's like, yeah, okay, fine. So he goes there. We pick Lindsay up. She gets in the cab with me and this stranger, essentially. And the cab driver starts going and then stops. And I'm like, what's the problem? Like, what's going on? And he's like, well, you're here. And I was like, what do you mean we're here? He's like, this is where you wanted me to take you, right? And he like read the address back. And I was like, Lindsay, are you fucking kidding me? She was across the street. Okay? Across the street. Like, had gotten out. Like, I guess Lindsay and Ashley were waiting on a stoop for me to come give them the keys. And Lindsay, what, went to go get cigarettes?
No, she was like, I'm starving. I have to get some food. I'm like, okay, well, why don't you just wait till Maggie gets here and then we'll order something? She's like, no, I have to go now. Like, now. I'm going now. Let's go back now. And I'm like, okay, well, where are you going? To the gas station. Okay. All right.
She gets lost crossing the street.
I think my phone was dead.
It might have been.
My phone was dead because...
You ladies have a problem with keeping your phones charged.
Yeah, mine's dying right now. Well, because I asked her, I was like, where's Ashley? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know where I am. And I was like, call Ashley. And I think I called you. And
like, I'm trying to get some
dick.
I don't think
you answered. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I was like freaking out. I went like straight into mom mode, which I get like when I'm drunk sometimes. Like if shit's going down, like I can sober up and be like mom on the job. And so we cross the street and
shit.
I let them upstairs and I'm like, well, you rode all the way to Brooklyn with me. Like, sorry, dude. Like,
want to go for a walk?
Well, he was like, can I come upstairs? And I was like, no. Like, he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, dude, I told you. Like, and we'll just refresh the listeners' memories. We legitimately were staying in a room that was the size of a full-size bed.
With like a foot at the end.
So, I mean, it was... like a closet, and the three of us were sleeping in it. So
there was like a shitty walk-in closet, not even a nice walk-in closet.
No, it was not conducive to booty calls. We joked the whole week that we were like gonna bring somebody home, and then we were like gonna be like, don't mind them. Pretend she's a lamp. Pretend she's a lamp.
Just throw a blanket over her head.
Throw a blanket over her head.
She's like a cockatoo.
She's not here.
Throw a blanket over her head, and she'll shut up.
But you know, when the opportunity arose, I was not gonna obviously do that. And so I was like, well, it's your first time. It was his first time in New York. He had just gotten there a couple hours earlier. I was like, you want to walk around Brooklyn? Because I fancied myself a Brooklynite at that point. And
once you tap that cab that drove away.
Yeah. I was New York. Like, that was the sealed the deal. I am a New Yorker. I will show you around my hood.
I love the next day when we were with Puppy. Let's call him by his nickname.
Oh, okay.
And, you were like, don't you think I could live here? Don't you?
No,
don't
I think,
you think
I, said,
I could live here.
Can't you see me here?
Can you see me here? Do I look like I'm from New York? Do I look like a New Yorker? And he was just like, yeah.
A bubble just came out.
I was like, I love this neighborhood. Where did you take me? The Village?
We were in Alphabet City.
Oh, and we're just walking around. And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is where I want to live. This is great. Can't you see me here? Can't you see me living here? Can't you see me like living in that apartment
right there? And can we get a hot dog?
It was, yeah, like on a whole nother plane that day. But so I say to him, I'm like, well, you want to walk around? So we promptly like turn the corner. We've walked like maybe 200 yards. And I was like, well, would you like to sit down right here? And we just sit down like on the curb. And we're just kind of sitting there for a second and talking. And then we just like furiously made out like in front of somebody's house, just like sitting
on somebody's front porch.
Yeah, basically just making out. And then after a while, I was like, well, all right. Nice to meet you.
You didn't S the D?
No, I didn't S the D on the curb in Park Slope, the bougiest fucking neighborhood in Brooklyn. No, I didn't S the D.
Why not? It was dark out.
Wasn't that dark? It's never that dark in Brooklyn.
It's never that dark in New York.
Go down an alley.
There was no alleys to go down.
In Park Slope.
No, it's not like that. And he was like crashing on his sister's couch. So we were like, either we get a seedy hotel or like, you know, we just let it go. You know, throw it out into the universe.
Well,
because that almost happened to me when I was in Ireland with that Connor kid, and I was so uncomfortable. And like the guy at the front desk was just like, "No, like I'm not giving you guys a room." And I just didn't want to have that replayed and like deal with all that.
You got denied a room.
Basically, we were like hammered. I could barely stand up, and he like refused to take me home because he was living with his mom at the point in time. So. I put him in a cab and I basically was like, where are you going? And so I told the cab driver and I slammed the door and just walked right up the stoop. I was like, all right, bye. So then the fun really starts.
The fun starts.
I go upstairs and I walk into our closet and I see Ashley laying there. Ashley alone.
Oh, God.
And I am not waking up.
No.
Something that you listeners should know about me is that I literally will not wake up for anything.
No.
Have a fun time trying to wake me up.
I was literally, I was like, Ashley, where is Lindsay?
You found Lindsay.
No.
Went
yeah.
and made out with your boyfriend.
I found Lindsay, brought them back. I brought Lindsay back to the place we were staying at, let Ashley and Lindsay upstairs, gave them the keys. Or no, I think I had the keys.
You had the keys.
I had the keys. I let you guys in. And then left to go make out with this kid. Came back like maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes later. I don't even know how long it was. And Lindsay was fucking gone.
Oh, God.
Okay? And my immediate thought is like, I just picked this bitch up across the street because she called me frantically lost. And I like was losing it. I was like, where is Lindsay? Where the fuck is Lindsay? Like really upset, like super worried. And I called John to see if he'd heard from her. And he was just like, she probably went to go get food or cigarettes. And I was like, you're not understanding like the gravity of this situation. I literally just picked this bitch up from across the street because she got lost walking across the street. I'm like, she is like wasted in New York City. She doesn't know where she is. She doesn't have a phone. She's probably not even wearing shoes because her shoes were there. I was like, she's not wearing shoes.
Her shoes were there.
I was like freaking out. And John was like, well, wake Ashley up. I was like, I've tried. He's like, try harder. Throw water on her face. Like,
throw water.
And
that wouldn't have even picked
me up. Oh, no, because what we did was I let you in the two front doors and then I gave you the keys and I told you guys to leave those two front doors unlocked.
Oh, yeah, that's what you did.
So I couldn't get into like because there were two parts to where we were staying. There was the actual room and then there was like the apartment across
like the
landing.
Common room.
Yeah, the common like
the common area,
the common area, whatever, which was basically like their apartment, sort of the bathroom, the kitchen, their bedrooms, whatever. And I couldn't get in there to like get water to throw on Ashley's face. So I like picked her up and was shaking her. I slapped her across the face because she wasn't waking up, dude. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I don't wake up for anything.
At one point she was like, you know, I don't have to work today. No, it's you took the shift. And I was like, okay, Ashley, I know you're drunk right now. I'm sorry, babe, but like, we are not in Champagne. We are in New York, and Lindsay is fucking gone, and I'm freaking the fuck out. And like, so that's not happening.
Did you just get a text from Andy?
No, I got a text from my best friend from high school. That's weird.
What?
Hey, universe.
Somebody text me.
No, nobody likes you, Terry. So I'm walking around the streets of Brooklyn looking for her, calling her incessantly. And I called every cab company I could find. I'm not joking. Like, I called like all these different places. I called the restaurant that Lindsay and I went to the night before to see if she had gone there. I'm like on Ashley's computer, like Googling everything in like a like mile radius and calling these people. I walked across the street to the gas station where I picked her up and I asked the guy if he'd seen her. He said no. I mean, like, I was legit freaking the fuck out. Okay, because I was like coherent. I wasn't really even that drunk. All I knew was Lindsay's gone and she's wasted. So
I'm asleep. I'm dead to the world.
I finally like fell asleep because I was like, well, there's nothing I can do. Like, I can't do anything besides call the police and they're just gonna tell me like they can't. You know, you have to wait 24 hours. So, and John was just like, she probably just went to get cigarettes or food, like calm down. And I was like, if anything happens to her, it's on you. I was so mad because he like, nobody would help me. And he was like, you know what? Good night. And he like hung up on me, rightfully so. I was being dramatic, but I mean, so I finally like lay down probably around 6 o'clock in the morning to just like get some sleep until Ashley can wake up. And we can go look for Lindsay.
Like, we're going to, like, scour the city for Lindsay.
I was, dude, I mean, it was scary. Like, put yourself in my shoes. Well, you are
honestly
a little bit more laissez-faire than
honestly,
I am.
I think that I would have been like, well, she's an adult. I told her the subway train, like, I told her the lines that she needs to take to get back to where we are. She'll figure it out.
Except that she wouldn't, because the night before she and I went to get food, we were, like, walking around. She had no idea where she was. She was, like, freaking out. And, like, I don't know. Anyway, so I was super worried. I fell asleep with my coat and my shoes on, clutching my phone. At about, what would you say, 10 or 11? Lindsay comes stumbling in and she's like, what's up? I was like, I rolled over and I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you remember? Yeah. I was so mad. Oh, there goes the lava lamp.
Oh, yay,
it finally burst. Lamp. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, hell yeah.
She's like, what? I'm like, Lindsay, I fucking walked the streets of Brooklyn looking for you last night. Like, not cool, dude. I don't, you know what? I was like, I don't even want to know. So I like roll back over and she like leaves the room and I go into the kitchen to get a drink of water and I find Lindsay on the floor in the kitchen scrubbing the floor. And I just burst out laughing. And I was like, Lindsay, I'm really sorry I snapped on you, dude. I was just so worried. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what the fuck happened to you last night? She's like, I came home and I ate an entire brick of their brie cheese. I found some tahini sauce and these organic Doritos. And I just set up a spread on the floor and I ate them all. And then I passed out on the couch.
No.
The whole time she's telling me this, there's a can of corn right next to her, like on the windowsill. And I keep like looking from her to the can of corn, from her to the can of corn. And finally, like mid sentence, she's like, yeah, okay, I fucking ate the can of corn too, okay? Yeah, I ate it, all right? I fucking ate the corn too, all right? I did it. And so apparently she like did all this and just like left it smeared. What, she had marinara, tahini, what was the other
hot
dip?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce and like a peanut dip. She just had like a spread.
It's like dips.
Yeah,
just dips lined
up. Which is like, if you know Lindsay, like I can totally see her just very like methodically like sitting down on the floor, Indian style. Like
aligning
getting this, like,
her dips.
Yeah, getting this look of like, okay, what do we have here? And like lining up the dips and then like just like eating them. And so we're walking down the street like later that day because like, that's so funny, dude. You can't fucking be mad. Like, all's well that ends well. I was not mad. I was like, dude, that's fucking hysterical. I was like, they had to have seen you, right? Dude, they had to have seen you. And it dawned on me later that afternoon. I was like, Lindsay, how did you eat that corn? I was like, did you use your fingers? And she's like, she just started laughing. She's like, dude, I must have. So then I just have this visual of her like scooping corn out of the can into her mouth. And, like all these dips. And she's like, yeah, dips. Dips. So many dips.
It's cold canned corn.
Yeah.
Room temperature canned corn.
That would know better.
So,
and a brick of brie. Let's not forget the
entire brick of brie.
Oh my God. That's probably expensive.
Yeah. That had to have been like a $30 brick of cheese. So... we were like doing like
an
apartment share thing, so it's kind of like people can like write reviews about you. It's almost like a social networking thing.
See, we did this because let's think, if we would have stayed with one of my friends or with someone from my family, I would have been mortified to wake up for these people to wake up in the morning who have jobs. They have to be up early to find Lindsay sprawled out in the kitchen eating canned corn with her fingers and dipping natural and organic Doritos and tahini sauce. This is exactly why I said we either get a hotel or we do like a like
room share thing. So Ashley gets this email like last week.
It was
do you
a
still
review.
Have it?
Yeah, I do.
Pull it up. So I mean, basically, like the rest of the time we were there, did we leave the next day? So we were just like, dude, we got to get out of here. Like, this is bad. So we just like threw all of our shit in our bags and just peaced. Like, fuck it. At this point, like, we've kind of burned our bridges here. But
out welcomed your stay.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Okay, well, I can't pull it up because I don't have internet right now. But it basically, I got this email that was like, you've been reviewed by blah, 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 the girl that we were staying at the apartment. And she was like, hi, well, I'm sorry to report, but we should have known better than to accept three people into a space meant for one. They were incredibly loud, in all caps, at all times, day and night. And one night, I came home to one of them sprawled, crashed on the couch in the common area, with something smeared in the carpet and hot sauce everywhere.
Brownie face.
Brown face. That was the best part.
And hot sauce everywhere.
Everywhere. Something smushed into the floor and hot sauce everywhere.
and Lindsay just sleeping on the couch.
Oh, so you guys got a bad review?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we give a fuck.
Like, I really fucking
We thought
care.
About, like, writing back and being like, well, we thought that when the first day you were 7 hours late to give us our keys, and then the moment we walked in, we were
greeted
exposed
by
a domestic disturbance. And we thought that's how you ran your ship. But apparently not.
Apparently you're not as not. Laid back as the gonch smell yeah. that wafted out of the room to greet us.
Apparently laid back is like internet speak for smokes a lot of marijuana. That's what their profile, like everybody that reviewed them is like super chill, super laid back, super smokes a lot of weed.
Super pothead. And when
super
we were,
not DTP.
Remember when we were like talking to Puppy about this and... We were telling the story and he was dying.
Yeah.
And then you were like, well, I thought they were supposed to be laid back. And he was like, laid back means they smoke a lot of pot.
No, we knew that.
We were like, well, yeah, but it was just funny that he was just like,
He said he was like, yeah, duh. Like, yeah. He's everybody like, knows that. Well, fuck. So,
oh, man.
I want some Doritos now.
Dorito tacos. Dorito tacos.
Wait, we haven't
told this.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Dorito tacos.
After we recorded last time,
we decided that we needed these Dorito tacos that were being distributed by Taco Bell more than anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we drive on up. We order two.
Register trademark at Taco Bell.
We each order two. Maggie orders one. And Terry and I are both like, you're going to want more than that. Yeah. So we max these tacos in like under 5 min. Like they are like.
Not even. Gone. I would say less than three.
Three min done.
Flat.
And then we're like, oh, we should order. Should we go back again? Should we go back through again? And then we're just like, no.
We were sitting in the parking lot eating these and discussing while we're eating them whether or not we should go
back
to
the drive through. So we end up just going to the bar, whatever. And, Maggie disappears at like, what would you say, like 1:30?
I'd say 1:30.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? Terry, are you drunk?
You asked me.
What?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm kind of like in between the Dorito tacos and that lava lamp. I say I got a nice little buzz. I mean, I don't.
You just seem a little lethargic. Like, your eyes are a little cray.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway.
You asked me to go have a cigarette or something.
And you were like, yeah, I'll be right out there. Because Lindsay was like outside and she's like, hey, you want to go outside? I'm like, yeah, sure. And it was a nice night, so, yeah.
And I'm thinking, Maggie, that drunk bitch, she drove home, and something could have fucking happened.
Yeah, like, and she goes home, and she leaves. Great, 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 great.
Cool.
And I look at Terry at one point in time, and I'm like, Terry, you know what best case scenario would be? If Maggie actually went to Taco Bell and bought a shitload of Dorito tacos, but we all know that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
30 minutes.
So, like, the bar is closed. The late night bar is closed. And Maggie's strolling up to the window, trying to open the door with not her hands, but, like, her foot or something. I'm like, why doesn't she just use her hands? And so somebody goes and lets her in.
The door was locked.
And she comes in with
a huge box of Dorito tacos, like 30 tacos.
And then a side bag that has my 5 chicken taco supremes that you bitches ate 2 of them.
I didn't realize that. I had already eaten 2 before Maggie goes, hey, those are Terry's.
No, you didn't. Quit lying. You ate 1 and then you stashed 1 in your fucking purse.
No, not that one. I stashed a beef one in my purse.
No, you had 1 and Lindsay had a chicken one. And then you had that box of like,
30.
30 of them.
I just plopped it on the bar.
The bar went crazy.
And everybody went buck wild. I mean, like, I've never seen so much glee on, like, a collective group of people's faces.
Yeah, it was like Oprah's favorite things.
Like, you get a taco, Dorito tacos.
People are just, like, losing their shit.
Oh, get a Dorito taco.
I did. I went Oprah on the joint, and people were. They were losing their fucking minds. Harsh, like, proposed marriage to me. He's like, marry me. He's, like, eating. He's got, like, 1 in each hand. He's double 50. He's like,
I had 8 of them.
Mary.
I had 8 of them. And then
8 of them.
And then I went home and I had a dream that night and everything played out in my head as it exactly did. Except for in my dream, we all hoisted Maggie up on our shoulders and glitter fell from the ceiling of the late night bar.
That's funny because that's the same dream that I had when I was driving through the drive-thru at Taco Bell. And they said, that'll be $50, please. And I handed over my debit card. I was like, there better be some glitter up in this shit.
Remember we were going to pay your parking tickets the other day, and you opened up your purse and it was like Taco Bell $60.
And I was like, wow, that was a great investment.
How much in parking tickets did you have?
I don't want to talk about it. Between that and like all the fines I've had to pay with my fucking license being suspended and getting back.
I mean, I can't really probably afford a grand. Too much right now because I went buck wild. I took Maggie's car while she was at class and I went to the Dollar Tree.
No. Okay. She comes to pick me up from school and she's like, hey, what's up? How you doing? How was class? I had a great day. Meanwhile, she's had my car for like less than 2 hours. She's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe everything that I did today. She starts listing them off. Where'd you go?
I went to the Dollar Tree where I purchased cleaning supplies. And then I went to Meijer where I bought some groceries and a standing clothing rack because you've all seen my bedroom before. I don't have enough room to walk in it because I have too many clothes. So I purchased.
By clothes, you mean empty doodles buckets and like wine glasses.
There is not one doodles bucket in my room right now.
Right now.
False.
We've been out of town for a while.
Oh, so. We've been out of town. And then I went to Walmart and I got hangers because I know that they have the cheapest hangers.
Look at you, savvy shopper.
I know. And then where else did I go?
You went to, I don't know why you're asking me.
You probably got lunch.
Aldi.
Lunch.
I went to Aldi.
Oh, God, yeah. She and was like thrilled with Aldi.
It blew my mind. Aldi's. I have never been to an Aldi before.
What?
It blew my mind.
She didn't use the cart. Which is the best part when you stick the quarter in the cart to get it loose.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I just walked in there because I'd heard so much about Aldi. Aldi, Aldi, Aldi. I mean, they don't have Aldis. I've never heard of that before.
They're dirt cheap.
So I went in there and I was like, I went to Binny's too, and I'll tell this story.
Oh, yeah.
But I turned to like, I think I was probably talking out loud. I was talking to myself a lot today. The first was when I was at Aldi, and I like looked at the cheese. I expected to see like, you know, Kraft singles, but they had like Brie. Mm-hmm. And like, I looked at, I was like, fresh mozzarella, yes. $2? What?
What? Yeah. What happened?
I went to get like veggie burgers.
Garlic and herb Havarti dill. And
that's where she got those veggie burgers she made us tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were delectable.
Well, I got some Boca burgers and I like looked at them and usually they're like $5. And I was like.
Not at the Aldi.
I was like, what? $1.96? Are you shitting my ball sack right now? Like, fuck, what the fuck? Like, I was like, whoa.
You're like, I need a bigger refrigerator.
Losing my mind. I would have bought everything there if I could. I was just like, whoa. Then I went to Binny's where I signed up for a preferred customer
plan.
What
is Binny's?
Binny's is a, like a liquor emporium.
Wait, first it's a closed down bookstore.
First.
it was a Borders. Wasn't
it was
it?
A Borders. Inside a Borders. An old Borders. But it's like this amazing
it's like
supermarket
warehouse.
For booze.
It's like a building in like the essence of Hemingway.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. And so I went in there and I was looking forever. I was looking at beer. And I said out loud, which there's this brewery in Chicago, or it's in Indiana.
It's in Indiana.
Sorry. Indiana called Three Floyds, and they don't distribute here anymore. And they have this amazing beer called Gumball Hat that everybody loves.
So good.
It's so good. But we used to get it, and now we don't get it anymore.
Wait, does that lava lamp look like a fetus? Like it a does. Dead fetus? That's so frightening.
It needs to get hotter.
Alien fetus. I guess all fetuses look alien.
So we... So I'm like sitting there and I said out loud like, ugh, fucking Three Floyds, piece of shit. It's fucking bullshit. Like I'm just talking because we don't distribute or they don't distribute here anymore. And the beer guy like comes up to me. He's in like a meeting with his distributors and he comes up to me and he's like, yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy, right? And we're just bitching about Three Floyds for a good 10 minutes. And then finally, like, the distributor's like, so, that order of Blue Moon, how much do you want now? And we just keep talking. We're just talking about beer and everything and just swearing. I get to the checkout with my Brooklyn Brewery Summer Ale, which we enjoyed this evening. And,
it's delectable.
Mm-hmm.
It's word of the evening.
Delectable. And, as I'm, like, reaching through my purse to grab my ID, I realized that I had left my money in the car. And so I just like go, oh, shit. And I threw my ID down on the counter and just like sprinted out to the car. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I gotta grab my money. So like, so I just like go in the car, grab it and like run back. And as I'm running back, I notice that he has handed my ID to the like manager to inspect to make sure that it's like not a fake ID, because I was just like, oh shit, and I just like booked it outside, and they're like looking at it, like holding it up to the light and like going like moving it back and forth to try and see like the watermark or something. Like watermark. And so I walk back and I'm like, sorry about that. I left my money in my car.
Craziest thing. You'll never believe it.
And he was just like, no problem. And I'm like, so you have a preferred customer program here, right?
Do you get like points and shit?
Yeah. And I'm like, tell me about that. And so he's like talking and I just like grab a form and just start filling it out. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Not listening to anything.
I swear to God, I didn't listen to one word he said. I was too excited that they had a preferred customer program where they give me free booze. So I was just like filling everything. I'm like, address. Yeah. Okay. And then apartment too. Uh-huh. And then he's like talking mid-sentence. And I was like, I don't know the last four digits of that zip code. I only know the first. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, nobody knows that. And I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, and anyway, so and he's just talking and I'm not listening at all. And look at that freshly showered John.
Hi, John.
Hi. John Maskey, local is lethal.
So I think I need to sign up for this preferred.
Well, apparently I'm signed up for it because the second I got in the car, Ashley like threw this tiny like keychain card at me and was like, look what I did. I signed us up for biddies. And I was like, great. What the fuck? And I look at my back seat and it's just shit all over it. I'm like, what the fuck did you do the last 2 hours?
Went buck wild. I can't afford anything now.
Well, the funny thing was, I asked her because we were like doing shit before I went to school. I was like, do you want to borrow my car? Like, do you have errands you need to run today while I'm in class? And she's like, no, like if I borrow your car, I'm just going to spend a bunch of money I don't have. And then she was like, you know what? No, I'm taking the car.
She's like, I warned you.
And then she comes back with like all kinds of shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Really,
dude?
Practical things though.
Yeah. Like Swiffer pads.
Okay, so I get this call from Maggie because she has to go to her court date in Springfield. And she calls me and she's like, so are you awake? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, you want to work on the house today? And I'm like,
because we're like, yeah, cleaning the house of like somebody I work for, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah, great. Okay. So I just kind of say okay because I'm half asleep and I just am agreeing to anything. Somebody been like, so you want to rob a bank today? I'd be like,
you want to put it in like, your butt? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's fine. Yeah. I'm like, just buzz when you can. So Maggie's like,
you picked up the shift.
So I'm just like, oh God, fuck. So I answer the door and Maggie's like, oh, hi. Because I look like shit.
And I'm all like, fresh faced and ready to conquer the world at fucking 11 a.m., which is unheard of for us. I've been up since 6. So I had to make myself presentable and not smell like booze in the courtroom. So go ahead.
Maggie goes into the bathroom.
Well, I was like, I have to pee real bad. And she was like, we don't have toilet paper. I'm like, fuck.
Which is a common expression used in my household.
We don't have toilet paper, not fuck. But no, fuck too.
Fuck too, but mostly, hold on, let me put pants on and we don't have toilet
hold
paper.
Hold on, let me put pants on. No, we don't have toilet paper. Or what the fuck is that smell? That's another one. So I was like, all right, dude, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, I have to pee. I've been like chugging coffee and shit like all
like,
morning.
Do you have anything
that anything I'm like, anything paper product that isn't like smeared with grease or
so
vagina
like,
juice
that won't get me a yeast infection.
Yeah,
so I'm like
exactly.
Looking through everything in my living room and I'm like, okay, empty takeout bag, napkins, shit, no. And I realized that I used to have an entire drawer of like ketchup packets, Taco Bell sauce, napkins, utensil, plastic
Terry
utensils.
Loves that Taco Bell
I love
sauce.
That T-Bell sauce.
But I just like emptied out.
It.
The last time I cleaned the kitchen, I was like, I don't need this shit. I can put utensils in here. And so I just like cleaned it all out and just like
actual silverware.
It,
in
just
here.
Like dumped it out.
I'll put grown up shit in here. Yes, that'll do.
So we couldn't find anything. So I throw her like a panty liner.
She's like, here, use this. And okay, we're about to get real personal. I woke up this morning and I couldn't tell if it was just because I like had stopped drinking or like, I don't know what the deal was, but I felt like I was getting a UTI. It was something was funky. Like it didn't feel right. I was not feeling well. And so I took this like OTC shit for urinary tract infections because I like to, you know, nip it in the bud. I like took like a whole bunch of cranberry supplements this morning. I was like, this will not be happening. Not on my watch.
Not on my time.
And the only thing is with these OTC pills is they make your urine bright
yellow.
Orange red.
Orange, yeah.
Like it almost looks like you're peeing out blood, but it's like a fluorescent orange.
Yeah.
And it even says like on the container, it's like, this will make your urine a bright orange red color. Don't be alarmed. It's supposed to do that, but take care to not stain your clothing, which bothers me a little bit because it's like, who's not wiping their shit well enough that it would stain their clothing? But so like Ashley gives me this and like it was also kind of one of those things where I had a bunch of coffee and didn't realize I had to take a shit until I was already like going to the bathroom. Then it was like, fuck, like I'm holding this panty liner and I'm looking at it and I'm like, this just is not going to do. Like this isn't going to happen. And so I like tried it out a little bit and like I'm looking at it and it's like bright orange. I'm like, fuck, okay. No. And I'm like yelling at Ashley. I'm like, Ashley, like, do you have anything else? Anything? She's like tearing shit up. She's like, no. And then she comes back like 2 minutes later, sticks her hand in the door. She's holding a Swiffer pad. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, here, use this.
I was like,
you're fucking joking, right? She's like, no, it'll totally work. I'm like, no, it won't. It's not going to happen.
I was like,
I'll just bidet myself. So I like took my pants off, got in the tub and just like washed myself down. And then
was your shit that prolific?
No, but like you can't just not wipe. Like that's fucking gross, dude.
I thought you had the panty liner.
It didn't work.
Dude, oh. No.
Have you been
like,
listening?
It's not, it's
no,
not
I've
enough.
I've been waiting for that
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Lava lamp to fall back down and start bubbling.
Okay.
Sorry.
But like no, I'm like, high. I'm sorry.
You look like you're high. I'm
yeah,
so
you look stoned out of your fucking gourd right now.
Although I did find marijuana on my shirt earlier.
Oh, did you just marijuana? I think Terry may have ingested.
Oh my God, you did. You found it in the cup?
No, it was on my shirt.
It was probably in one of these glasses.
I'm being completely serious.
I'm getting real warm.
You look stoned. Look at me. Let me see your pupils. Holy shit. You're totally stoned right now.
I don't know.
That's why I asked, are you okay? And
like,
I looked at it and was like, you look high as fuck right now.
The second you were like, I'm just waiting for this lava lamp.
I want fucking Taco Bell so bad.
You're
right
fucked
now.
Out of
you're
your
high.
Mind. Right? You're
how
so
you
high. How did this happen?
I don't
what
know.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened when I died. Shit. I don't know what's going on. Oh my God, my back is sweating. What is going on?
You definitely ingested some ganja.
Well, it's all over the table.
No, it's not. I don't know what you're talking about. There's absolutely no marijuana. I don't even know what that is. What are you talking about?
What's marijuana?
What? Marijuana? I think I learned about that in health class in middle school.
I'm not sure what it is.
So anyway, I bidet myself, put my pants back on, go back outside. Ashley, like, shimmies in. Did you just shoot wine through your nose?
It looks like she has a bloody nose. Oh my God. I can't wait till we
because
get
you
video.
Just said Ashley shimmies in.
You did. She kind of shimmied in with like these high-waisted, like really super tight jeans. And I'm like, a Swiffer bad Ashley, really? And she's like, I'm using one right now. Or so, what did you say?
I just said, you know what? I think it's practical and I'm utilizing it right now.
And she's like, can you tell? And she like bends over. And I'm like, no, I can't. I was like, wait, you have a Swiffer pad in your fucking underwear right now? She's like, yeah, dude, it's totally going to work. Oh, okay. She's out her period and she didn't have tampons. We were going to go like get tampons for her. And she's like, dude, it's totally going to work.
It did. It worked like a charm. It was more absorbent than a pad, if I may.
I would hope so.
It's used for...
Was it the Febreze scented ones?
No, it was not scented. Oh, God. It was not scented. But I finally, like, when I was in the Walmart bathroom, I decided, like, well, I'm going to take this out because I have tampons now.
You still had it in at that point? Ashley, that's like 3 hours later easily.
Well, I didn't have time to go to a bathroom. I was too busy purchasing things at Meijer. And so I go to the Walmart bathroom and I'm like, all right, it's time to.
What did you do out. With it?
I put it like just in the.
In the toilet?
No, not in the toilet. In the little sanitary napkin disposal. And then going through my head, I was thinking like that stupid site that's like that blog that's like people of Walmart. They're gonna like open up the container and be like, why is there a blood soaking Swiffer pad in here?
The thing is, it's probably not even the weirdest thing they found in those.
They're
films.
Gonna be like, that was a huge bitch and she had a heavy flow day.
I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina. You don't even go here. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, so I did use a Swiffer pad as a pad today because
as a panty liner.
I needed a panty liner.
Carrie.
Yeah, what the fuck's a panty liner? Like, I don't get it.
It's like a mini Swiffer pad. No, you stick in your underwear.
It's like a protection program. You know when you overdraft from your bank account and they take it from your savings so that you don't like fuck right. up? Well, it's kind of like sometimes when you're on your pee, you sometimes you overdraft and you realize that maybe you didn't allot enough. Like, well,
so wait, you have a tampon in and then you line your panty with a panty liner?
Correct.
Yeah, some people use them like throughout the month. You're not really supposed to, but you can. Or like some people like actually don't use tampons at all and they use like pads.
But those are pads. They're thick
yeah,
panty
they're
liners.
Super thick. Those are more like Swiffers.
Those are like Swiffers.
Yeah, but like a panty liner is just very thin. It's almost like...
It's a protection program for your
underwear.
What
do you liken it to?
Pads just really weird me out. Like, why? I mean, I can understand, like, a tampon inside of you. That's
well, you have to do
like
something.
That. But, so, I mean.
A lot of young girls, I feel like, do that.
They don't feel
they're comfortable
using
doing
old
that.
Ladies and young girls.
Yeah, or, like, people that just have babies.
I just imagine some things resting on my outside that's just
yeah,
soaking up blood.
Incredibly and, like, uncomfortable.
It's disgusting.
And you feel gross. Yeah. Imagine being, like, 12 years old and sitting in science class next to a boy that you really like, knowing that you're bleeding out into
bleeding.
A fucking Swiffer pad that is glued to your pantyhose, like
your lips.
Underwear. No, it's glued to your. It's like
oh,
a
it
stick. It's like a
here.
Sticker.
No, it sticks. It's a sticker
it sticks
on the
into
back.
Your underwear.
It sticks into your underwear.
And then it's just kind of like, you know,
it's like a cushion.
It's like a pillow for your vagina.
It's like a vagina pillow.
Yeah, but instead
but,
of slobber, it's
vagina's tired.
Menses.
Menses.
Yeah.
On that note, it's about time for the broads to catch the next train to downtown Champagne.
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 Oh, we're not going to Taco Bell.
No, you stoned
We're not,
dickhead.
You fucking accidentally stoned asshole.
You are fucking stoned right now.
No
Your eyes are
on.
So like...
I have no idea.
What happened to you?
I have no idea.
Did you take something today?
No, I haven't done anything. I've been, you know, we sat here.
He was fine.
You were fine and then you weren't.
You
like
weren't.
Very quickly.
Yeah, I know. Like my back won't stop sweating.
Wait.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh God, we have to take Terry to the hospital.
Tune in next week to see if Terry lives. Broads at Brunch. Thanks for listening.